Good morning, Gabe. How are you?
I am fine. You know, and one of the things that we have not yet talked about the weather, we've talked about how cold it is, obviously, but there's actually some sunshine right now, and it's impacting your eyes, I understand.
Yeah, it's blinding me. I'm in my apartment getting ready to go to the office, but I have this great east window, and it's just waking me up really fast.
Well, we've got all kinds of things that are happening, obviously, in the legislature, probably first and foremost in what many people are thinking about and curious about is the continuing state effort in the battle against the coronavirus. And Representative Carlin, can you bring us up to date on some of the things that you're hearing out of the Department of Health?
Well, you know, I knew you might ask that question, and honestly, I think you get better information from your local health department about that. I know that the office puts out statistics every day, and I look at them, and I kind of don't know what it means, because I've got people saying, why are we not doing better? And seems to me like, from my perspective, we get the medicine in, we put it in arms, and then we do it again. I don't know how much better we can do if we don't get more doses, but expecting 87,000 doses this coming week.
And those numbers are continuing to increase. And of course, locally, we're seeing the numbers of those that have tested positive for the coronavirus drop to a tremendous drop here over the last couple of weeks. And I think that that's pretty much a statewide result as well, isn't it?
Yes, and I think even nationally, from what I see on news at night, hospitals are less stressed. Doesn't mean it's not still very serious if you get it. But the variants are the question, and wearing masks after you're vaccinated is still extremely important. And I finally got one dose of vaccine. I would have been a 1B, but the CDC changed it in the middle of my almost there. And so I got bumped down to 2. So I did get it. And Pickle Park project is wonderful the way that works. It just is very smooth. I drove in from Topeka, got my vaccination, and back for a committee meeting in 3 hours' time. So that was really good.
I know that there were some challenges that first day when it was over by the Manhattan Fire Station and moving back over to Seco Park, where a lot of the free saliva-based testing was taking place. That obviously worked well for getting people in and out, and I know a lot of folks are feeling
safe.
much better about it.
Could line up the cars without getting into highways.
Yeah. Did you have to get out of your car?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do get out of the car. You get out of the car. I was happy. I drove in from Topeka, so I'd been in the car an hour and waited about a half hour in the lot. And I was really happy that I could walk in through the restroom door and then go sit down and get my shot. And because I didn't want to lose my place in line, but I didn't know how long that line would be. It's just really set up right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go in, you can wash your hands and everything before you go get your shot, which is also a good idea.
We're speaking this morning with Sydney Carlin, 66th District State Representative for Manhattan. And Sydney, let's talk a bit about some of the legislature's efforts here. And are things as chilly in the legislature in the Capitol building as they are outside for everybody else?
A little less frigid right now, I think, than in the past, although I would not say less rigid. It's still very rigid. The dominant party is still very much doing it as they want it, but they are a little more kind this year, which is nice, you know.
What are some projects? What are some of the...
We need to treat each other with kindness. Yes.
Okay. What are some of the legislative matters that you are personally working on right now?
Well, I'm trying to... actually, one of the fun things I'm doing is I've got a bill, and Senator Hawk also has the identical bill in the Senate, to create a semiquincentennial commission to celebrate our 250th year as a country, which will be in a couple of years, and we're setting up a commission to decide how we celebrate that event statewide, and, you know, we want to do it right. And it is a federal request that all states set up this commission. So that's one of the fun things I'm doing. I should have a hearing on that next week. I don't have the date. I will be bringing in Susan Metzger, who has been the assistant. Well, she's with the Department of Agriculture, and she had been in my committee a lot of times, and she's also the state regent for the Daughters of American Revolution. So she's really into the historical side of this and will be doing a really good job as a leader in that. That's a fun thing. We are not doing the floor certificate in bringing guests in and such. So we do miss recognizing people in a formal way this year because of COVID. We're just not bringing in outside people. For celebrations, you know, we can send a certificate, but it loses a little luster that way. I serve on appropriations, and we're working on budgets, and they are going very well. Governor's budget is what we start with, and then the subcommittees review the agency and compare it to her budget and decide whether they accept that or not, or make changes. And in by and large, we're basically doing the governor's budget in my committee, and I have 14 agencies that I'm dealing with. So that's a good thing. We are bracing for the tax cut bill that passed the Senate, which would take $1 billion out of our annual revenue every year.
What is it you think about this potential budget cut of $1 billion when you take into consideration, you know, how difficult it's been here, you know, financially for just about every state agency because of COVID?
Well, it's crazy. You know, if we would not have had federal support right now, we would be in dire straits. It propped us up in every area. And every budget we go through, we discuss how much money was from the federal government to get us by this year. And so we have to replace that money in governor's budget each year, or we see that we're going to be down significantly. It's not an appropriate time to do a tax cut. We could do some minor changes to taxes, but it's not a good time for a tax cut. And I think it's a tactic. It's a political maneuver to get the governor to veto a tax bill. This would be the third time they've presented a bill that is not possible to sustain. And she will have to veto it, but they have the votes if they want to. They can override her veto. I don't believe they will. I think they'll let some people loose on that so that we aren't stuck with a terrible, terrible problem.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, a couple of weeks ago, introduced a plan to help fund Medicaid by making medical marijuana legal in the state of Kansas. Curious as to what your thoughts are on that possibility.
I thought it was a wonderful idea because it is a lucrative source of revenue, and we already were moving in that direction to pass medical marijuana. We're the donut hole again. Everybody around us has passed it. Maybe not Nebraska. I believe Nebraska has not passed it yet, but everyone else around us has. And so you see 15 highway patrol cars between Manhattan and Topeka because they're out there looking for Colorado cars. And you know, it's it's amazing. I do think we need medical marijuana. People are writing me about their physical needs for the support of medical marijuana. And, of course, it's so much less expensive, and you would be allowed to grow your own plant, up to 5 or 6 plants or whatever we decide. But I think tying it to Medicaid gives the opposition to Medicaid an excuse to not vote for it. So we'll see. The public really needs to let us know how they feel.
Anything else you want to touch base on for your constituents this morning, Sydney?
Oh, I really miss seeing everybody. Hang in there. We're going to get through this. Also, the Department of Labor, I met with one company, and the person that helps me with unemployment claims, I've had a liaison person to work with. And we had an hour-long meeting. We've been reporting on the fraud, but the Medicaid, I know you've probably been reporting on the fraud, but the Medicaid, I know you've... Probably been reporting on the fraud, but the Department of Labor has been overwhelmed with thousands of claims that are fraudulent, and it's not from someone in Manhattan or Kansas City that's saying, I think I'll try to mess with this system. It's just some group is dumping hundreds at a time into the system. They've got numbers that maybe don't exist, or they've hacked somewhere.
Yeah, it's a challenging situation.
That's the real problem that we're dealing. Pardon me?
It's a very challenging situation there. So,
Sydney, well, it has been, and they've worked very, very hard on it, and that doesn't help the person that needs the money. And I apologize for all of us that it's not worked better. It is not because we're not trying, and I'm always glad to help my people. So,
Sydney,
yes, I did need to say that.
Sydney, thank you much for joining us this morning here on K-Man. We appreciate your service to the community and continue to do good works on behalf of all of us in Topeka. Have a good day. Keep safe.
Thank you, Dave. You too.